Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. Here's your host, Brother Robert Johnson.
Welcome back to the show. This is episode 392. You might think that this episode sounds a little bit different. That's because it does. I am in a hotel room. I am sitting at a desk with my iPad and a cup of coffee at 10:15 in the p.m. And why am I here? Well, I'm here because I came up to Attleboro, Massachusetts to visit Ezekiel Bates, one of the lodges that I'm a member of, and support in their educational efforts and really believe in their mission, and that is the Masonic Con, which is Masonic Con 2019 at Ezekiel Bates Lodge. I've talked about it in the past. I've gone in the last 3 years. I think this is year number three or number four that I've come up for this. And I took a mid-afternoon flight out of O'Hare Airport, flew into Boston, Massachusetts. And Joe Martinez and I had a nice drive, about an hour and 20 minutes into the area. Now, it's not generally that far. It's just that traffic really stinks out here. Especially coming that way at that time of day. Got into our hotel around 6 p.m., met up with Mike Hambrecht, who is also here at the con. We're going to go to a restaurant this evening and partake in some food and maybe have a beer, which we did. And it was a really great time. I got to meet up with some brothers that I haven't seen in a year. Brother Brian Simmons, Brother Aaron Chauncey. Of course, I got to see John and Jason, who actually didn't get in. They drove in Jason's car 11 hours. And they hit some weather, terrible weather coming in. Just the kind of weather I like. Foggy and rainy, but not with flying. We, again, ended up meeting them. Brother Carl Hearn, or Carlos Hernandez, was also at the restaurant. We got to meet up with him. And Brother Mike Jarzebeck was there. Brother Nate Tweedy was there. Just a ton of great brothers. And what a fantastic time we had at the restaurant. I ate way too much food, so I'm totally stuffed. And again, now back at the hotel room and drinking some coffee. I'm not really sure why I'm drinking coffee at this late hour, probably just because I like coffee. But tomorrow the day starts. It'll be getting up at 7 a.m., grab a shave and a shower, and then get dressed and head on over to Masonic Con at the actual lodge building. And I'll have some things out for sale, some Skull and Crown notebooks and things. Of course, you're listening to this on Sunday evening, so this has all happened already. But I thought I would try to put together a little bit of a shorter episode this week to talk about what happens at Masonic Con and everything, just right as it happens, or maybe in context, or to tell you guys about the amazing things as they happen. So again, I think everything starts off tomorrow at 9 a.m., so 8 o'clock we'll be up there, we'll be setting up, and then the first speakers take their stage at about 9 o'clock, and there's vendors galore. So that's it for right now. I think what I'm going to do is maybe pause on the coffee. I'm going to head over to another room here where some other brothers are and take them up on an offer for a scotch, and then I'll come back here, fire up this coffee again, and probably go to bed. So this is Friday night, the night before Masonic Con, and cheers to tomorrow.
All right. Well, here's what happened. I didn't get the podcast out on time. It didn't come out on Sunday. It's going to come out on Monday, and I didn't get to break this podcast out into any segments. We were just so busy talking with everybody, and, you know, this morning, as I record this episode for a late release, I released some thoughts on the Midnight Freemasons blog in a post that's not immediately recognizable as a review of MasonicCon 2019. The piece was called A Masonic Revolution, Education and the Front Lines of a War to Save Freemasonry. And one of the, I'm not going to read the paper this week, maybe next week, because it's fresh, but what I want everybody to understand is there's a couple emphasis points here. You'll notice the MasonicCon logo at the top of the piece, and you'll also notice I superimposed the image of the Minuteman on the image. If you've never seen the Minuteman statue on Northbridge, then check it out on Google. It is a soldier holding a rifle in his right hand, and in his left, he has his plow. And we think about that in the symbolism. It might not be lost on somebody who's gone through maybe the Scottish Rite degrees, something, something, something about the sword in one hand and the trowel in the other. It's not a dissimilar idea. And it symbolizes what we need to do in this fraternity also, to work hard, but also keep your guard up. Because we cannot let anything take away from the focus of making good men better, and it is more than doing it through things like normal good deeds and charity. It is in the building of men through an educational process. I'll just say education, but education is broad. It's a big umbrella. Whether that comes through historical, spiritual, theosophical, whatever those are, the things that make you better that are under the Masonic umbrella, that are exclusively Masonic in terms of what we're talking about. So, of course, you're a better man by hanging out with some guys who are charitable dudes that help other people outside the fraternity or within the fraternity, bringing in groceries and doing good deeds. But let's be honest, that's Boy Scout stuff. That's just being a good, decent person. Masonry takes that good person who's already there and makes them better. How? Well, we need to dissect the education, dissect the ritual work, dissect and explore the deeper elements. And we'll get there. If you're not there yet, you'll get there eventually. Trust me. I've seen it. But this year's MasonicCon was truly amazing, and one of the things I thought was really interesting that I didn't put in the review here were the day after everything was over, I took a walking tour with Brother Brian Simmons and Mike Jarzebeck and some other brothers, Ben Wallace. We went to a really great cemetery in Cambridge that had Thoreau's grave, there was Alcott's grave, and Nathaniel Hawthorne's grave. That was really powerful to see those writers all there. Truly amazing. We also got to see Brother Alfredo's lodge. If you know Alfredo and you're in the Ezekiel Bates area up in Attleboro, then you know Alfredo. I don't think anybody doesn't know him up there, it seems like. He showed us his lodge, and he took out his lodge charter. Now, this was amazing. He took out the original charter from the 1700s with Grandmaster Paul Revere's signature on it. It was amazing. Totally preserved in glass. They used the argon gas, all the whole nine yards. But when he pulled this thing out, I just couldn't not take a picture of it. So I do have a picture of it. Just truly amazing history there. I saw different kinds of rods, not having the square and compass with the sun and the moon on them. Instead, they were a sheaf of corn and a pomegranate. And those rods were black. And the steward's rods were white. And at the top was a globe and an hourglass. Get out of town, right? Have you guys ever seen that before? I've never seen it before. I thought it was amazing. Maybe it's not even Masonic. Maybe it's carryover from some other order. But if you know, let me know. I got to spend some great time talking with, as I mentioned in the piece, Carlos Hernandez, or Carl Hearn, as you all probably know him on Facebook. And that dude is inspiring. I'm going to leave it at that. I want to thank Carlos for upping the game and upping the ante and a lot of the things he did. And speaking of vendors, I got to talk with our good friend Edgar Alejandro of Masonic Revival. You guys, he has two products that are coming. I can't say any more. He'll kill me. But you guys are going to crap your pants. I heard about it. I had to go back over to his booth, and I was busting his chops a little bit. I said, hey, I heard you're doing this thing. You gotta tell me about this. And so he did, and just wow. So be ready for some really cool stuff coming from Masonic Revival. You know I'll post pictures and all that when he launches, just in case you don't follow. But if you get a chance, make sure you follow those guys, both Edgar and Carl. They're the people who are changing the game. We're not going to do any adverts in this episode or anything. I'll just say, hey, if you like this show, consider supporting it through a donation. Just go to our website, check out the different options there. I'm working on a project with Brother Chris Hodapp, and once I get a final thing from Chris, then we're going to launch something really cool also. So lots of great stuff coming, and it kills me that I can't tell you everything I want to. But I did want to just mention here, you know, I'm not going to have any papers this week. I'm kind of wrapping it up right now, and I do have to apologize for this short episode. I know we had some of these really short episodes in the past, in the way beginning, because I was sick or whatever. I want to get something out. I need to. It's what I owe you guys, and I just didn't have a lot of time to do that. And it's going to be really rough over the next few weeks and a couple months this summer, putting some things together. Primarily next month, May is going to be very difficult. We're having, I'm going to a different Masonic event every weekend in May, away from home. Midwest Conference on Masonic Education is this upcoming weekend, right? It's also my anniversary weekend, and my wife is like, well, okay. But she's been so cool to let me go, and so I'll be on the road with Brother Scott Duball and Brother Spencer Hammond. That's going to be this weekend, and then the following weekend I'm going to be in L.A., I'm going to be doing some research, and then the following weekend my wife goes to L.A., the next day after that I'll be in Georgia, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then flying to Columbus, Ohio on Friday to spend the weekend with Mike Hambrick and Chris Maddie and go do a presentation out there, and then we're into June, and in June is the Mid-Atlantic Esotericon. And then in July, we've got the South Pasadena Masonic Con. You can check out MasonicCon.com right now. They just launched their website today, and it's fantastic. I'm going to be there. I'll be doing some work for them as well as a lecture, I think, if time allows. I'm not sure. There's a lot going on, but I'm just happy to be there and work for the education. And then after that, it doesn't stop. Then we're back to Ohio from Camp Masonry. Brother Shammy has put this whole thing together, and it's going to go off amazingly. We're going to have Mike Hambrecht and Jason Richards and Chris Maddie, and all these guys are going to be there again. And then September, and maybe something's happening in September, maybe it's not, but you will all find out just as soon as possible. So just in closing, you guys, again, sorry for the late episode. Sorry for putting this out and not having any research this week. It was just really tough. I promise I will have something come out this upcoming weekend. I'm going to start recording this Sunday's episode right after I finish this update, and we'll get this out, and we'll get next week's episode all scheduled so that it releases on time on Sunday at 9:30. My thanks to all the producers of this program, all of the contributors, all the fellows, and everybody out there who's wearing a WCY podcast producer's pin. You guys are the heart and soul, and you guys make this happen. And lastly, before I hop off this and get back to work, I need to thank every single brother who was at MasonicCon. And specifically, if you came up and you talked to Mike Hambrick and I, you know who you are. You had a knit cap on, and you were in a suit, and you came up and you were so gracious about the shows and the education. I just want you to know that you touched me, man, right in my heart. And I won't forget that. So thank you for sticking with us and finding what you were looking for in this fraternity. So to everyone else, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you all next week. Until then, stay on the level. For Once Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.
You've been listening to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry with your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Be sure to join us for our next edition